close to folks you have. Have you ever felt the pain so powerful?
8:09 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 63 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Lori Helms is with Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. She swings by once a month to let us know what's going on in the city in the days ahead, as well as the months that are coming down the calendar.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great.
I had a great intro in my head. I just seemed I lost it, so I apologize. But well, you just keep our social calendar full. And
right.
We appreciate that.
We try. I have a lot of folks back at the office and in our parks that help do that. So it's a team effort, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with summer camp, summer programs.
I'm not going to get down into the weeds. Generally, we have a lot of them, a lot of camps, and we've been talking about them. But just to put in the forefront of your mind, some of our athletics camps that are happening in June have about one more week left of registration. So if you are interested in these, please register this week. That would be Summer Flag Football at Cherry Park, Basketball Camp at the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center, and we also have a Summer Basketball League that takes place at Emmett Scott Center. You can register for all of those online at cityofrockhill.com/PRT. Along with camps, a couple of our camps are kind of have dates throughout the summer. That would be our tennis clinics, kind of run pretty much all summer long. You can sign up for a week at a time. Fuel Park Explorers, which is kind of our nature and outdoorsy kind of camp, has pretty much a session every month. So there's still a little bit of time to sign up for those if you're interested in those. Rec in a Box is our big truck that we have that goes out to community events and brings recreation with it. I got to enjoy helping out with that one time back last month. It was just really a lot of fun to see the activities that the kids and the parents would do together. But we use that as a summer camp. So there are two opportunities to enjoy that. This particular camp is free. It's kind of a drop-in. Parents, bring your child. There's probably a form to sign, but it is free. So June 5th through 8th, Rec in a Box will be at Boyd Hill Center. And June 19th through 22nd at Northside Center. And those camps run from 10 to 2 for ages 7 to 12.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah. We're speaking with Lori Helms. She's with Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. We're looking at summer programs within the city. Lori, with a lot of these, what's all involved with getting your child signed up? What do parents need to present? What do they need to have ready?
It's really we've moved pretty much all the way to online registration now. And the great thing is once your child is in our systems, maybe they've already played a sport with us, then they're in the system, and then you're just going in and selecting, you know, the particular camp or whatever you need to do. And if they're not in the system, I think we're all getting used to signing up for online stuff now, right?
So, yeah.
It's, you know, you're filling out forms and a password and that kind of thing.
So, we're in the system, and it helps
easy.
Tremendously,
yes,
and it's so easy.
I do think for sports, sometimes you might have to provide a birth certificate.
It's typically just that first year.
Right,
so,
and then it stays
the
with
system.
You.
Thank you. We had to track ours down, but once we got in the system, we're good to go.
Yeah.
So thanks, Lori. We
appreciate it.
Okay, so a big part of summer is going to the pools.
Yeah, we got to get cooled off somehow because it will get hot, we know. So the pools open Monday, June 5th. We will have two pools open. This will be at Boyd Hill Recreation Center and at Emmett Scott Recreation Center. They're open in the afternoons, so generally afternoon hours. If you would just go to the website, you can check for the specifics depending on which pool you want to go to. They're open Monday through Saturdays. And the fee for adults, that's age 18 and up, is $2. And for children, that's 75 cents per use. So you just, you know, pay when you go. So. Yeah.
And are we doing good on lifeguards?
Yes. As far as we know, we work with a pool contractor, so we are not aware of any issues with that. And in fact, they may, you know, possibly need additional lifeguards. But we're good to go with this schedule. So
I know in years past that has been an issue for a lot of municipalities in our area, including Carowinds as well. So
you're
correct. It's a great job.
We are not alone in that.
Yes, for sure. Yep. It is really a great job. I know we were lifeguards growing up, Ashley and I. And you learn so much about working with
life-saving.
You do
sure
that. You learn procedures. Learn about responsibility. You learn about working with the public, working with other people's kids. It just teaches you a lot for whatever profession you want to go into. I look back at a lot of things that I'm faced with now, and I'm like, gosh, I was learning that when I was a lifeguard.
I think about that. My son did that as well. Mm-hmm. So when he was in college,
it's great too.
Great job.
Man, if I could have made it a full time job like David Hasselhoff in Baywatch, I would have done that.
Yes.
But the microphones called my name, and I answered it.
There you go.
Next up, the Miracle Park summer concert series.
That's right. We were fortunate enough to have these last year, and they were very successful. So they're back again. These are free. So again, we love free stuff. The first one is in June on the 21st, and that will be Greg Parrish and his band. Yeah. Very popular around here. July 19th will be Frank Stewart. August 23rd, the Southern Songwriters Association featuring Steve Simpson, the Brewers, and more. Concessions will be open, and we'll have Kona Ice available. But, you know, bring your dinner, bring a blanket or, you know, chair, whatever you want to sit in, and just enjoy. So, yeah, we do it on one of the baseball fields out there.
Oh. That's fun.
Well, speaking of Miracle Park real quick, kudos to all the teams that participated in the wiffle ball tournament.
Yeah.
That looked like it was a ball of fun, no pun intended, and raised a lot of money for Phase 2. So I think that campaign is still going, but it's getting close. The end is in sight, which is fantastic out there.
Yeah, we do appreciate all the folks that are involved in the fundraising and all the donors for that too, because it just makes a better park, a larger park, more opportunities for all abilities. So
that's right. Yep.
And Phase 2 looks so cool. They're adding more fields to accommodate more people so they can play in their Miracle League and the putt-putt course.
That's right.
Yeah.
Each hole is patterned after a major golf course.
I know. How cool is that?
That's going to be so neat. Yeah. So can't wait to see about that. Let's talk about Old Town activities.
Yeah, I know. And you guys are great to share about this, but just one more chance to put the word out. Of course, now Saturday mornings are busy. You can do yoga in the park at 8 a.m. at Fountain Park. Old Town Market is open from 8 to noon. That is this year in the Wells Fargo parking lot at 101 East Main Street. Great, because it's such a visible location. If you're just riding up or down Dave Lyle going somewhere, you will see that. Food Truck Friday, those are the third Fridays of the month. So the one in June is June 16th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And Movies in the Park, our first one will be June 9th. So those are the second Fridays of the month. And it features Super Pets. So I think that'll be very popular.
Yeah.
So that'll be great. And then to keep on your calendar, Red, White, and Boom will be on July 3rd.
So on the 2nd and the 3rd, there's going to be something going on
Fridays
in Old Town on Fridays.
Yeah, that's
fun. So you can mark your calendar for that.
Yep.
All right, and then we've got a travel opportunity that's happening later in the fall.
Yes, that is something Parks, Recreation, and Tourism does coordinate some group travel. Adults, really any age, but the activities are typically geared toward adult interest. So this is a trip to Charleston that will be in October. It's just a one night, so 2 day, October 10th through 11th. But it's featuring African-American history. Mm-hmm. So you may have been to Charleston before, but maybe have not seen this particular aspect of it. So it includes Charleston's Old City Market, the International African-American Museum, and a guided African-American tour of the city. You can go to our website again to get details and when deposits are due. But the great thing is it includes transportation. So, you know, we've got it all figured out. All you need to do is pay and go. And
show up.
Yeah, enjoy it. Maybe meet some new folks.
Yeah, and, that's great.
Sure, so many folks I know have taken trips through Rock Hill PRT, and they have said what's so nice is they do pay, and they don't have to worry about anything else. They don't have to worry about the logistics and the travel, and they can just sit back and relax, and everything else is taken care of it. And it's so nice.
It is. Well, we have one. It's already booked and full, I think, but and we had to have a second one. But out to Utah to see the Painted Canyons.
Oh, wow.
I think that's in the fall. So, nice. So I think we have two groups going out to do that. So,
fantastic.
Folks like to travel, but not do the planning.
We
can help.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, for sure. Well, as always, Lori, thank you so much for the update. And there's certainly so much going on this summer in Rock Hill. So if your kids are already driving you up the wall and around the house, get them outside and get them signed up for a lot of these activities within the city. Lori, as always, take care, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Thank y'all.
Thank